just went through a whole list of different Madiamrim of what the Shir Hara is, the Shir of Sira, which is Kedei Tumah, Kedei Bia, and Kedei Hara, and the Gemara explained why we need all those three things. We are two lines from the end of the narrow lines of 4a, Dalet Amud Aleph. We're a mini. I'll ask you a contradiction. This Braisa will bring the same Madiamrim, basically, some different, that say different things than they said in the other Braisa. That's going to be the Gemara's question. There's going to be a contradiction in what these prices hold. Or a mini. It says in the Pasuk Vinistra, Kami Shir Stira, Vaishamanu. The Pasuk doesn't tell us. Kshayimer Vihinitma. When the Pasuk says Vihinitma, Habiyayimer Kadei Tuma, Kadei Bia, Kadei Hara. Same three words that we used last time. Kadei Bia, Kadei Tuma, Kadei Tuma, Kadei Bia, Kadei Hara. And now here comes the difference. Kedei chazoras deko, the amount of time it takes for a date tree to come back, which means that branches of a date tree that, well, we don't know what it means now yet. We'll leave it up to think. We don't know what it means. Then Rabbi Eliezer. Before Rabbi Eliezer said, he was the second Madiamrim. We have to keep looking at the both Madiamrim. In the first Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said, Kedei Mezigas HaKais. Right? Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said, going around the tree. Here, Rabbi Eliezer seems to be saying, Chazar Ezekah, which the Gemara now interprets to mean going around the tree. So it seems Rabbi Eliezer here is saying what Rabbi Shmuel said there. Tuma, the Gemara had three reasons why we needed all three. Tuma might mean you have to appease her and do the egg. No, there was no answer there. Okay. So, Kedei Taro, Kedei Chazar Ezekel. So at this point, we think Chazar Ezekel is the same as going around the date tree. In the first price, it was attributed to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Eliezer argued, and he said, Kedei Mezigas HaKais. And in this price, he seems to be saying what Rabbi Shmuel said, which is a contradiction, Rabbi Eliezer. Move on. Rabbi Shua, who the previous Braisa said to drink a cup, here he says, Kedei Mezigas HaKais, which was what Rabbi Eliezer said there. Ben Azai Aymer, in the previous Braisa, Ben Azai said to roast an egg. In this one he says, Kedei Lishtoi say to drink a cup, which is what Rabbi Shua said before. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that said to swallow the egg, here he says, Kedei Litzlizbeya, to roast an egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who before said to swallow three eggs, here he says, Kedei Legama, to swallow one egg. So here we are with Tanoim saying different things than they said in the last Braisa. This Braisa seems to contradict a many Tanoim, what they're saying. You look at the first Braisa, the Tanoim gave a shear. You look at the second Braisa, they're giving different shiurim. But it's a different thing. They're not only really giving different shiurim, they're taking another Madiyama of the person's Braisa Shita. So it's a contradiction. Is it this or is it that? In each of these Madiyamrim.
Can't say this to God, I got it wrong.
Braises? I mean, this is not for me to answer. This is the Gemara's problem, right? So we let the Gemara take care of its own problems instead of us trying to help the Gemara out. Ksalkadaitach, hainu akafas dekel, hainu chazaras dekel. In the Havamina, we assume that going around the tree is the same as chazaras dekel. Hasim amar Rabbi Shmuel kadei akafas dekel. There he said, Rabbi Shmuel said, the amount of time is going around the date tree. Public Rabbi Lazar Alay, and Rabbi Lazar argued, and he said no, Kedei Mezigas HaKais. Hacha, Rabbi Lazar Kedei Chazar HaZekel. So it's a contradiction, Rabbi Lazar. We're taking each Madiamra by itself. The first contradiction is Rabbi Lazar. There he says Mezigas HaKais, and he argues on HaKav HaZekel, and here he says HaKav HaZekel. Amar Abaya, HaKav HaBeregel Chazar HaBeruach. Hakava means walking around it, and Chazara means the branch, the wind blows the branch, and it comes back. That's the amount of time, and how much it takes for a regular wind to blow the branch, and then the branch comes back to its original place. That's the amount of time of Hara. So Chazara's Deko is not the same time as Hakava's Deko. So at least that much, we still haven't answered the contradiction, because it has to be Kedem Mezikas HaKais, right? So we'll have to worry about that in a minute. But at this point, we enter the first problem. Is Rabbi Eliezer saying Rabbi Shmuel in the second Brisa? Is he saying what Rabbi Shmuel said in the first Brisa? No, he's not. Rabbi Shmuel talked about going around the date tree, and he's talking about a branch that blows in the wind, blowing and coming back. Now, I have no idea how long of a time that is, and I'm not even going to speculate. I'm sure there are people in this room that have it all figured out. I'm not going to speculate. Rashi. So, Rashi, the Kamo, we didn't do the Rashi, the Kamo. The Kamo, who shir ha-ra l'chudei, today I come to tackle. This is going in the first place. The Kashi Valekilak Shuya, Haya Vasaim Saim Shuya Kadakov and Dekalu, Lishni Kama Shir Stira Kadakov and Dekal. So why don't you just go to the point? Why is the Shir Stira Kadakov and Dekal? Right? Why do you have to tell me they told me could they be a Kadara? Just tell me amount of time it is. The answer is, the Baile, the Tana, the Frushe, Isra Stira Mishumai. Because the Tana wanted to explain, why can't you go privately into a room? That's why he says, and then he explains how much it is. At this point, we think Chazar's deco is the same as Hakafa's deco. The wind blows the branch, and then it moves back to its place. How strong of a wind? I said regular wind because it doesn't say anything else. So therefore I said that. It doesn't say anything in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara by Rav Ashi. Chazara beruach kehecha da'azu v'adar asi. Oiduma kehecha da'azu v'asi v'adar kaya beduchte. Now when it moves, the branch goes. It moves, let's say it blows. I make things up. This is my making up. 3 feet to the right. And then comes back to the, where it was. And it's still shaking. And it has to calm down. Stop. What's the shear? The movement to the right and the back? Or the movement to the right and the back and stop shaking? That's the Gemara wants to know. Is it going to where it blew and then coming back? And then stand still. Take him. Rashi, Kaya Beduchte, Nach Meninuai, stopping to shake. Again, I have no clue of what we're talking about in seconds and minutes. I have no idea.
They had no idea. I mean, sorry, a big deal. But the witch mold, before class, before everything else, I don't know, you know, what did they use for?
I don't know. I'm sure Dr. Schwab has the answer. In the first Brisa, Rabbi Shua said to drink the cup of Erevius. Hachamar k'dei Mezikas HaKais. Now, there he argued on Mezikas HaKais. Rabbi Eliezer said Mezikas HaKais, and he said k'dei L'shtaisai. And here he's saying k'dei Mezikas HaKais. So, is he agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer? Is he disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer? How do we reconcile that? Dr. Gemara, Ema k'dei Limzik V'lishtais. In this brisa, he means to be mizik and drink. In the first brisa. When he says here, k'dei mizik, k'dei l'shtaisai, he means mizik, I'm sorry, in this brisa, he says mizik is hakais. In that brisa, he says shtaisai, both. He needs both. The amount of time it takes to mix and drink. So it's not just drink. It's mix and drink. So now, to go...
One thing he said mix, one thing he said drink.
So, and say he means both. And one he said one part, and one he said the other part, but he means both. Fracting Gemara, why don't you answer, why don't you say mixing and drinking take the same amount of time? So there he gave one sign, and here he gave the other sign. Bixum came to Yehina Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the one that said mixing, and he argued. So obviously, Vio's mixing is not the right time. So we can't answer that Shtiyah and Mezik is the same. So we have to say that he means both. So now, at this point, to review what we have, Rabbi Shmuel says, going around the date tree. Rabbi Eliezer says, one of two things which are the same time. Either the branch of the date tree moving back and forth, right, forth and back, whatever you want to call it, forth and back, or mixing a cup, which is the same amount of time. Rabbi Yeshua says, you need both mixing and drinking. In the first brisa, he said one of the two, and the second brisa, he said the other one. That way, he's not the same as Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is forced to say that, because if he's just saying either or, then he's repeating Rabbi Eliezer, who said k'dei Mezikas HaKais. So obviously, he's not agreeing to Mezikas HaKais. There he says Shtiyah, here he says Mezika. So we say he meant both. Rashi, Eimek k'dei Limzik v'lishtos, v'haik k'dei lishtos at the Kamer Liel, Amaziga the Kabbalah Reb Lezer Kai Maisif. He's adding. Reb Lezer said Maziga. I add Maziga and Shtia. Kamaisa Reb Yeshua Baba Shtia Nami Bein Am Maziga. Okay, say Amaziga the Tanah Hakam Reb Shaisa. And when the second brisa says Maziga, it means Maziga Shtia Kamar. The Sam Maziga Lemishtei. Mi Adhu. Because usually you mix it and drink it right away. Lanka Shemazka Miskalka Mashaisai. Because wine that's mixed with water and is left to stand gets ruined. So therefore, when he says Mezik, he means Mezik and Shtia. Yes, doctor.
I mean, did you see anyone who comments we do have a legal measure of the drinking of Kof, which is in Pesachim. You have between, 3 to 9 minutes to drink the Kof, and that is...
No. First of all, it's a big machlokes. And we pass k'dei shtiyas revius, which is not 3 to 9 minutes, which is seconds. You're talking about achilus pras, and that's by eating. By drinking, it's not so simple. There are people that say k'dei achilus pras, but there are people that say it's k'dei shtiyas revius, which is drinking a revius of water in two gulps. Weiter. Something about weiter. Hasamam Ben Azai. Okay, now we move on. Ben Azai, the first brisa, said k'dei litzlus beya, to roast an egg. Hachama k'dei lishtaisai. Here he says to drink the egg. It's a contradiction in Ben Azai. And for the Gemara, idividi chachiru, the same. Roasting and drinking the egg is the same shear. It's exactly the same time to roast the egg, and I guess speculative, drink that hot egg. Hasamama Rabbi Akiva, k'dei l'gamba. There Rabbi Akiva said to swallow the egg. Hachama k'dei litzlus beya. Here he says to roast the egg. Now you would say it's the same shear, so then he's saying the exact same thing as Ben Azai. Because Ben Azai just said, either roast or drink, they're the same. And Rabbi Akiva in one place says, drink, and one place he says roast. It would be wonderful to say this the same thing, but then he's repeating Ben Azai. So, to Gemara, Eimek le litzlus beya l'gamma. Rebbe Kiva meant both. He meant to roast and drink. And therefore there he said one, he was adding to Ben Azai who said roast, he said and drink. And here he said roast, and he means roast and drink.
Didn't they usually say what they meant?
Again, we have brises that are contradictory. We have to reconcile the brises. Or you can say, like you wanted to say at the beginning, one brise is wrong. Well, the Gemara doesn't want to say that. That's why I told you, I don't offer the Gemara ideas in how they should approach brises. Rashi.
These are Amoraim
quoting,
trying to reconcile what the Tanoim said,
generates privilege. Right, exactly. 100%.
Therefore, I'm not crazy. It's not out of the question idea that Amoraim don't.
But that's for them to say.
Right.
They're much more comfortable doing this than doing what you wanted to do. You would say 10 lines of Gemara, it would be easier to remember, but that's not what they did.
Actually, they do say it.
Of course, I didn't say they never said.
It's always at the end of the whole process. You know, the two of them disagree in the word.
Zuckerashi. Imkain. Heiner Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer become Isaac and David Zika's Christkomer. The Kapalik, Rabbi Shua, Vama, David Streisite. Right? He said, Mazika, Rabbi Shua said Shtia. Uba Basraisa. And the last one. The Kamar of Eliezer Chazaris Deko became the Dinuk de Mazika. We said it's the same as mixing. Be Mazika, the Kamar of Beshua Basra, Beloishtia Kamar. If Mazika by Rabeshua is itself, Haida Rabeleza. How come a daily strikes of the Kais? Chachurihu? Being like a lecture, you can't say Rabeshua. You can't say, isn't he saying the same as Rabeshua? Rabeshua said in the first Brisa, they become Ice Amaka daily Kais, Amar Benazi Basaik, they lit his Beya, Duke de Shtia. Because we answered that, because we said Rabbi Shua meant both. Lav Kushu, the Kim the Kadeh Lishtais is Rabbi Shua Kadeh Limzik Vilishtais. We said Rabbi Shua means both. Kamali Ben Azai Kadeh Litzus Beya, the Kadeh Shtia Luchuda the Kais. Right? Ben Azai is saying only drink. So, reviewing the Shitas that we have now, Rabbi Shmuel says going around the day tree. Rabbi Yeza says the branch to move back and forth. Or Mezigah HaKais, which is the same shear. Rabbi Yeshua says Mezigah and Shtia. Ben Azai says to roast an egg or drink a cup, which is the same. And Rabbi Yeshua says to roast and drink the egg. Next Rashi. Amig de Litzlis Udaloi. Gemiya de Kamer of Liyaziva Bekamaisa. Atzliya de Ben Azai de Leomine Kamaisuva. Adding to Ben Azai, who said roast, he's saying drink. That's right, the Kamar Litzlis Beya means Litzlis Ugamaya Kamar. He means Ugamaya Kamar. He means roast and swallow. The Stam Shliya, Gemiya Basra, Shigay Mecham, you swallow it hot, Shlo Yitzhane. Zok the Gemar Viter. Now we're down to our Vlame Ezi Vinchat Shurah. Okay, I was there already. Hasam Amr Behudim Mesere Kedilik Baya Sholosh Beyam Zuachazu.
When they say swallow a hot egg, one swallow or...
Honestly, I am not even going to speculate. I'll let you decide. I don't know. I'm just reading Gemara Rashi like you can. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. I assume yes. You tell me no, I'll say so. Hasim am Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, kidei l'kabaya sholosh beim zuakazu. Here Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, there he said three eggs. To swallow one egg. So to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is not arguing. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is telling Rabbi Akiva, roasting and swallowing an egg is the same as swallowing three eggs. The Dvar of Rabbi Akiva Gomer, the Kamasaya Bamar, Mishaya Mitzliya Begmiya, you said roasting and swallowing. Amishir Gmiya Luchuda, Kadevagamish Sholish Babe, Zuakazub, Dairo Sliya Gmiya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is just telling Rabbi Akiva, you could have simplified it. Instead of saying roasting and swallowing it, you could have just said swallow three eggs. He's not arguing on Rabbi Akiva, at least I don't think he is. He's explaining that Rabbi Akiva could have used a simpler, instead of saying roasting and swallowing, just say swallow three eggs. And that's what he said over there. And over here he says, Kadei Gmiya. He means, I'm saying the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. Rashi. So he himself holds, right, he himself holds, L'chaira, one, swallowing one egg. But he tells Rabbi Akiva, you say roasting and swallowing, could have said swallowing 3x. Rashi, we did that already. The Dvar Makiva comes up. The Amr Litzlis Lugamai, the Dach, the Kamashayas, Mitzliya Gamiya, the Chadashir, the Gamiya, the Shalish, the Kitzliya Gamiya, the Chadam. Roasting and drinking one is the same as drinking three.
The orders that were saying all this from quickest to.
And you know, you're asking a very interesting Shiloh. I saw two sheets in the Achraidim.
Sorry, I didn't. The first part in here, Rebbe.
You're asking a very interesting Shiloh.
Oh, no, I understood, yeah.
Okay. And there's two sheets in the Achraidim, and they go from extreme to the other extreme. One says that each one's going from more to less, and one says each going from less to more, and honestly, I'll shrug my shoulders. I just thought that she does not write them. I don't know. I can't. You know, whatever I'm going to say, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I don't like to talk, but I don't know what I'm talking about. Now we move to the Mandi Amrim that are not repeated in the Braisa. We did all the Mandi Amrim that were repeated in the Braisa. Now we're going to the Mandi Amrim in the first Braisa that didn't make the cut in the second Braisa. Meaning they're not mentioned. A weaver should tie the two strings. Are they far apart from each other? Are they next to each other? It's a shear that's very arbitrary. Tie two strings. How far away from they are they? You know, when they're far away, it takes longer. If they're closer, it takes shorter. Taiku, the Gemara doesn't know. Rashi, the merchit shnei rashi anim anivsakais that are ripped. Merukhokis emi zeh, the kashiyah tvei, takes longer. Gemara doesn't know. Chanim ben Pilchas, I mean, kadeshi yashit, yais.
When I say taiku, does it mean that they didn't know it and they would know?
The Tana knew what he was talking about, but he didn't explain it. So since he didn't explain it, we don't know.
So how did they, if they had to perform ever?
They didn't, they couldn't paskin this amount of Amar, they didn't know what he meant. Remember, Amaroyim lived well past Saita years. Nobody was a Saita at the times of Amaroyim.
But they didn't know when the next day Beis HaMikdash
was. When that Beis HaMikdash is built, they'll figure it out. The Mashiach comes, this will not be a Shiloh.
Yeah, and
this
is why he does it anyway.
Right, right. He becomes Asa. Yeah, it is Megaya. You're right. But they didn't know.
Right.
It'd be a Safik Daraisa. I don't know. Boy, Chanim and Pilchus Aymer, they should Yashit Yachit Tadil Techpi a little kissim. So stick her hands in her mouth to take a splinter. By Ravashi, the Mahadek, is the splinter tight? Or do I Mahadek? But it's not tight. Take who? We don't know. Rashi, the Mahadeh, Kakisim, B'Doichik, Bein HaShinayim. Is it tight between the teeth? Weiter. Play my Eimer, they should tie Shit Yanda LaSal Little Kicker. She should stick her hand into a basket to take bread. By Ravashi, the Mahadeh, or the Mahadeh? Is the bread tight in the basket, or is it loose in the basket? Rashi, the Mahadeh, Kakikar, B'Doichik, B'Doich HaSal. Second Shiloh. Bechavita, a batika. Is it an old basket or a new basket? Old baskets are already easier to use. New baskets still have sticker parts sticking out that scratch your hand. You move slower. Rashi, chavita batika, sal yashin cholaku, it's smoother. V'nayach lishtamish min ha'chadash. Shachadish yaitzin l'taychan kismin shel hariga. When they wove the basket, splinters are still sticking out. As you use it, those splinters wear down. Is it hot bread or cold bread? Hot bread is easier, harder to get a hold of. Rashi, the kriira b'chamima, lechem cham, hot bread, nimach, is softer. The nishmat benayad, it slips out of your hand. The tzarech leniyah benachas, you have to pull it out slower. The shoya batziyasa, it takes longer. V'dechiti, v'desari. Are we talking about wheat bread or barley bread? The trashi. Shachitin chalak is smoother. V'nishmat yaitzim shol sayrim. Your grip is not as good as on barley bread. V'chicha ebakusha. Is it softer bread or harder bread? Meaning, was it made with soft batter or with harder, with more solid batter, or not batter, Teiku, we don't know any answers to any questions. Rashi, Rechicha, Nishma Geisim Makusha slips away more than the hard one. Rechicha, Shinilosha Issa Raka was mixed with a more liquidy batter. Now, whenever the Gemara says Teiku, the Gemara didn't even attempt to prove it. Teiku means we have nothing to say. Let it stand. If the Gemara attempts to prove something, it doesn't say Teiku. Because we didn't let it stand. We tried. If we try, it's not Teiku. Now, we didn't figure it out. Teiku does not mean we didn't figure it out. Teiku means I have nothing to say. Let it stand. We have no proof, no attempt at a proof, nothing. Good Shaila? No. Yes, doctor.
So, this overall discussion is united by one thing. Incidentally, Paul and Mark Candle
were
also.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Paul and Mark Candle were also. The whole discussion is united in one thing, which is we're dealing with very free
time. Again, I'm afraid to disagree with you, but I'm not even going to bother answering.
It is my sermon. But, I mean, this is not James Joyce. It's not a stream of consciousness novel. This is
Chief Joyce.
The Gemara. And so why, what is the function of this discussion? We have a legal definition of uncertainty in time, which is when two people testifying Stachem, they that's my second hour, third hour, but they're both before the celestial meridian, Chatzos, then it's okay. But once before Chatzos, the other's after Chatzos.
Excuse me, welcome me, doctor. No connection to what you're talking about.
It is
Gemara. Let me try to explain to you what it is. We're trying to figure out,
right,
two Adam are testifying that they saw it in a room. They're together, the two Adam, and they're coming to test. Let me just finish.
Also is a brief period of time.
Correct. Now the question is, they have to tell Bezen how long that brief period of time was. Because if it was less that amount of time, it means nothing. So therefore, they have to testify that they saw them in the room for this amount of time. And the amount of time was measured by how long it takes to do things. And therefore, they have to be able to tell Bezen, according to Bishmo, they were there long enough to go around the date tree. And according to Bekiva, to roast an egg and swallow it. They have to say that. If they didn't say they were there that amount of time, then it's not zero. So we have to know, what does the testimony have to say?
So, I can suppose something. But you were very explicit yesterday.
Dr. Gemara, hold a second. Each one used their own time.
Right.
That's where I got it from.
No,
that's a Gemara.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to imply that you made it up. But even better, more explicit. So why doesn't the versus that's fine to say in the time they will need to for inquiry?
I don't know.
Okay, because I don't understand.
I don't know
why this discussion is here.
Yes,
I think it's obvious. If I say the time it takes to eat an egg for me is different than you. No one should argue on this point. Versus if I say 3 seconds.
Yeah, they didn't have. They didn't go by seconds, so there goes.
So that shows you that,
right,
that obviously the amount of time it takes you to eat an egg.
But again, those are all arbitrary, and that's what bothered me to begin with. How are we giving shurim that are arbitrary? I don't know the answer. I started off the sugi yesterday. I said it was bothering me. I don't see anybody discuss it or anybody give an answer, because the whole thing about Asma Shir, there were different times, different ages, different stages. So I don't know. I did see Achraim say that this is when it's rushed, because I mean, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda had to live with his wife, Kilu Kaf Hashem. I'm not going to get involved. But all I'm saying is that it was rushed because these are people doing an illicit act. If they want to do it, they want to do it as fast as they can because they want to get caught.
But what was the thing then? What they did? What was the answer now about what they did it?
They did it when they were in a rush. How long it took them when they were in a rush?
Minimum.
Correct.
Talking about the beginning of
it. Just Tara, correct. Rashi, Kalecha Ve'echa Ben Atiron Ba'lolu, Ba'atzma Shir, Kamasha Frank the Gemara.
Yesterday we left off saying that there's something called Atzusa, Fatima.
And we said that's not part of it.
And that's not part of it. So if a person goes into a room with a man, and he says, well, we only were there for, I tried to Mefata her, and it didn't work, and we walked out.
So did not believe. One second. Obviously, the woman is claiming she didn't have snuts.
What?
Again. The husband warned her, do not go alone with a woman, with a man in a room. She was alone and a man in a room. They're not saying they were misogynist. They're saying they weren't misogynist.
They're saying they were just there long enough.
I don't care. They were saying they were talking. They were playing cards. I don't know what they were saying.
And so if they say that,
doesn't mean anything. Adam said to a stira after Kinoi, she becomes our sister husband.
So it doesn't make a difference if he was trying to fight to her in the room or not.
Again, they can claim whatever they want. We don't listen to them. She's not admitting I was Mazana.
Okay. Sorry, this is just something. This is just Ascalus Via?
Yes.
That's what you said yesterday?
Harel, yeah.
Is that enough to
Asher Tarazma, yes.
Is that enough for Ulchim?
Mishnah. Yeah, we went through this. You asked me the same question yesterday, and I told you it's a Mishnah Yevamos at the beginning of the sixth parable. This was a conversation.
That is weather.
I know, he's under the weather. I can tell.
But that senior moment.
Oh,
sorry, I'm not sure what
you said. I know, you have problems digesting. Often. I know, I get that all the time. Yeah, go ahead.
When Rebbe says something, that's what I'm trying to listen to. Is that for Onshim also?
I told you it's a Mishnah Yevamos that says yes.
For Onshim also?
I'll see you the third time.
So, Haskalas Bia is enough to be Chayav.
Bisa, Skila, Chenek. Well, not Skila, depends with who. But Aisha says Chenek. If a married woman goes with another man, and they do hara, they're both chayav misa. See Yevamos, chapter 6, Mishnah 1. I hate to break the news to you. Please be Michael me. She's a married woman.
Yeah, that's not the point. My question is to him is, why is he asking that now? Why did he say this yesterday?
Because you did. I did. Frank the Gemara. But Ike Ben Azai. Ben Azai never doing nothing. How could he be Mishaya when he never got married? As for the Gemara, Ibai Yisei Menasi Vupirish, it could be that he did get married, but he couldn't stay married. You're all referring to Gemara Yevamos that says that Ben Azai said, I can't get married, I can't be married, because Nafshi Chashka Bataira. Now the question is, did he marry his Akiva's daughter and divorce her, or did he never get married? He did Arison and then divorced her because he couldn't stay married. He couldn't get married. That's two terutzim here. One teret says he married her and he couldn't stay married, and Enoch Inami, he did have personal experience. Or he didn't know, but his Rebbe told him what the shir is. He was quoting his Rebbe. I don't know who that is. Hashem told him. He figured it out through higher things. Now, how do you bring that into halacha life? Hashem, Miami, great discussion. Not for now. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ba'atz Mashiach, Kamashai Shayim, and Biyasa. Vikim Ben Azad, Loi Nasim, because I'm a Biyavamas. I'm a Ba'atz Mashiach, Chashka Batayra. I desire to learn. Efter Loim, she's Kayim, and Echem. Let other people have children. The Perikai Yavavi Vantai. Okay. Now, we are now entering Agadat HaGemara. There's a lot of Agadat HaGemara in Saita, at least at the beginning. And now we're leaving Hilchas Saita and talking. We're going to be talking Drushes and Chazal and different things. Let us go. Darash of Ravira. Zimnan Amalem Mishmei Dravami, Zimnan Amalem Mishmei Dravasi. Ravira said it over.
Yeah, but what's interesting to note is that
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you.
when Miriam gave the Eitzah to her father to take back the mother, it wasn't let everyone else do their thing, right? So we see that was not said.
See, I hate to break the news to you, Rabbi Cohen. I think I hate to break the news to you. I think you should let me answer you before you draw conclusions. The Gemara in Saita, which we will get to, Mer Hashem, that talks about that story with Miriam and her father, the Gemara in Saita, says, Amram Gadol Hadar Haya. And whatever he did, everybody followed. So therefore, the speculation to say that Amram could have said, let everybody else get married, doesn't work, because Amram knew that whatever he did, they all followed. So therefore, he was not Sam a person, he was the Gadol Hadar, and people follow the Gadol Hadar. And therefore, he didn't have this option of saying, Ef Shalai Elim Shiz Kaim Ad Eacher. That's what I'm saying. If you wait for the Gemara will answer this. The Gemara Saita, by the way. We're on the right Masechta. We're a few blot away. Yes.
Shira changed with Matara because there's another even bigger problem that was spelled out of Beitai.
Again, it's before Matan Torah, we're not getting involved in that now. Rabbi Cohen and his Chumash Sefer, I'm sure, deals with the Elder and made an issue. But I'm not getting involved in that. I know the Targum Yonison, not that Targum Yonison is to be sneezed at, he's a Tana. By the way, probably not Targum Yonison, they say it's misidentified, but it doesn't make a difference. The Veld calls it Targum Yonison. It's the Targum Yerushalmi, it's another version of Targum Yerushalmi. For some reason, it's that tough yud, and somebody decided that it's Targum Yonison. The Gemara never says the Yonison Raziel wrote a Targum on Chumash. Then he wrote the Targum on Navi. Never says he wrote a Targum on Chumash. But my printer says Targum Yonison. When I speak it out in show, I say it's a Targum Yonison. So because I'm not going to sit here, but some say it's not Targum Yonison, it's not Negea. Whoever it was a Tana, and they wrote a Targum. And he says, when Amram divorced his wife, Yechevet married somebody else, named Elitzaf ben Parnach, had two children, Eldad and Medad. Then he divorced her, and she remarried Amram. That's the Targum Yonison and Parshas Baloitzcha by Eldad and Medad. So the question is, it was Maksa Grushasai, all kinds of different questions before Matan Torah, so it's not Negea yet. Yes, I will. Dayashem Avira, Zimna Ramallah Mishmeid Ravami, Zimna Ramallah Mishmeid Ravasi. Kalaychu Lechem Beloy Natilish Yedayim, Hilu Baal Isha Zayna. Somebody eats bread without washing, it's as if he lived with an Isha Zayna. Shenemar, it's a Pasuk. Ki Ba'ad Isha Zayna, can please, again, tell me how he learns a Ba'ad. He translated yesterday, I like this translation. Ki Ba'ad Isha Zayna, how's he translated?
To the extent of a loaf.
The extent of an Isha Zayna is Abtikar Lechem, the extent of a loaf of bread. So that's the drasha. Now, for me to explain this drasha, I'm not going to spend time on it because the Gemara changes its mind right away. So the Gemara, Amarava, if that's a shot, Hai Ba'ad Isha Zayna Abtikar Lechem, Ba'ad Kikar Lechem, Ba'ad Isha Zayna Bibayalei. It should have said the extent of bread is the extent of Zayna instead of the other way. Because it should have said the Chiddush before it says what it's like. Not washing is like a Zayna. Not saying Zayna is not like washing. And for the Gemara, Elam Arava Kalabal Isha Zayna, the Saif Mabakish Kikalachim. Somebody who's Mazana will become poor, will be stricken with poverty, will have to go around begging for bread. So be Ad Isha Zayna. Because of an Isha Zayna, at Kikar Lachem, will be reduced to begging for a loaf of bread. Now, in the first drasha, which Rav Avira said over for Rav Ami and Rav Asi, it seems to put a very big dagish, a very big emphasis on the obligation to wash for bread. It's saying, not washing is similar to living with a Zayna. Now, it doesn't say Ish is Ish. It says Isha Zayna doesn't have to be an Ish is Ish, but I don't know. Rashi, Kibad Isha Zayna Hashda Darshlam is Sefer L'Resha. We're darshaning it from the Sefer to the Resha. Mishvil Kikar Lechem other mischayev ba'ainish isha zayna. Because of a bread, a person is mechuyev as if he was mezana. Most of the rabbi gersinim ba'at kikar lechem at isha zayna mibayalei. The mashma b'shul kikar lechem, rabbi ainish, big punishment at kadei ainish isha zayna. Who did nami have a ksiv at isha zayna ba'at kikar lechem? But have a kasha l'rabba meeting. So Trachi, it's not the order of the pasuk that bothers Rabba. Because many times we darshan a pasuk from the end to the beginning. The bottom is safe in the Rebbe Midrash. But what's bothering us is the base. The ba'ad isha zayna at kikar lechem is mashma that the zayna causes the lechem. Or the zayna is compared to lechem, not that the lechem is compared to zayna. It's the base. El ad ba'ad kakasha lei. The guy with kikar lechem have a little mikta ba'ad. The guy with isha zayna have a little mikta ba'ad. Should have said ba'ad kikar lechem. The avera of not washing is like Adisha Zayna. No matter which order you write it in the pasuk, we could darshan it. But the B should have been, this is being compared to something else. The Adisha Zayna is saying, the Adisha Zayna is being compared to something else. Therefore, he says that it means for doing Isha Zayna, a person becomes poor enough that he has to beg for bread. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Ablazer kamazalzum etilus nidayim nekem in oilam. One who is degrades, belittles, netilus nidayim. Rachman al-Aslan is going to be nekem in oilam zakrashi. Sha'oichu tamid v'loy netilus nidayim. Mazalzum doesn't mean one time. Mazalzum means he constantly eats bread without washing. Rabbanon were very strict on this, and therefore, Rabbanon, the Chazal are telling us, even though this is a rabbinic obligation, one doesn't do it on a consistent basis, there's a terrible punishment.
This does not mean avoiding to wash.
No. That's laziness.
What?
That's laziness. People have a fear of washing because they'll have to bench.
Yeah, I mean,
you could think that benching takes a half an hour. It takes about 2 minutes. No. But people have that fear of having to bench, and therefore they don't wash. Yes.
It depends on your bench.
I agree. Those people who bench, those who bench for 10 minutes, usually wash.
I'll explain what I mean. Rav Gifter says if you have two slices of pizza, you don't have to wash, right? Remember that?
No, he didn't say it. That's besides the point. There's no such thing.
Rav Gifter never said if you have less than two slices, you don't have to wash.
Again, I'm not getting involved in the pizza now. This is not.
No, it's important for.
If you served it, I'll talk to you. If you didn't serve it, that's not a game.
Well,
right?
Well, not now.
But not now. They're not learning halachas here now.
What I'm trying to say is, a person will not eat anything more than that in order that you won't have to wash. That's what I meant.
Okay. What? Why?
Why? Because we all die eventually.
No, nekem in ayla means before the time. Uprooted from the world. Is the difference between uproot or slide out? Yes. Rabbi Saman, one of the things that was said yesterday is that you wash three times a day.
Oh, wow.
Because she said, how can I eat and just say by your nefashas?
She was very on the floor.
Yeah, she was very mindful of that, yeah.
Because
they would be starving. 100%. But also Balkashkas, she was very mindful of Balkashkas. But again, they said over to the Lavaria that she washed because she said, I'm eating, I should thank Hashem, no? So why am I trying to find it out and not thank Hashem? That's what she said. Again, I'm just saying what they said about Lavaria. I didn't say it, somebody else said it. I happen to know it's true, but somebody else said it. Mayim Rishaynim, Tzarech Sheyagbiya Yadav L'mayla. Mayim Achroinim, Tzarech Sheyashbiya Yadav L'mata. Let me explain this. Before anybody jumps on me and tries to tell me what halacha is, let me explain this. The halacha is that a person washes, it's a big machlokes how far a person has to wash. Let's just assume for today to the rest. That's the way we do. So you wash Mayim. Now, there's two ways to wash. One way is a much easier way, and one way is much of a difficult way. But remember, today, Baruch Hashem, we turn on a faucet and we have as much water as we want. In those days, they brought water, they had to draw it from a well and bring it indoors. and not always was it well accessible. So there were water shortages. Let me reword that. They didn't have the excess amount of water that we have today. So Chazal made the takan of the Tehillah Tedayim, but they said as follows. If you wash with a revius of water on each hand, you're good to go. You really don't even have to wash a second time. We are machmer, not negayin now, we're not learning Hilchos Tehillah Tedayim. But if you wash with a revius of water on each hand, then you are good to go. If you wash with less than there's a revius in the cup, but you can't afford to put a revius on each hand. So if you wash with less than a revius, you wash twice. Once to take off the tumah of your hands, and once to wash off the tameh water. That's the halacha. Once to wash, take the tumah of your hands, and once to wash off the tameh water. If you wash with a revius, no water is tameh. That's Chazal said. So when we wash, we usually wash with people who wash correctly, wash with a revius. So there's no tumas yadayim water. There's nothing to worry about. But in those days, many people washed with less than a revius. The cup had to have a revius. They poured once, and then they had to pour a second time. And the purpose of the second time was to wash the water of the first time off. Now, if a person washes, and the water goes beyond his wrist after the first time, and then he washes the second time, and then he moves his hands down, the tamei water on top before his, was on top of his wrist that dribbled down, now comes back to the hand and is metamei the hand because the second water didn't get it. So therefore, when a person washes, he should pick his hands up to prevent the tameh water from coming back down on his hand. That's what the Gemara is saying. So when you wash mayim rishonim with less than a revius, pick your hands up after the second washing to keep any water that had gone beyond your wrist, had not become tor with the second water, from coming back down on your hand and being metameh. It's not negeya people who wash with the revius. But in those days, they didn't have that water. So a lot of people washed with less than a revius, and they poured it twice. Now, I honestly say that I have a hard time figuring out how with less than a revius you could wash your whole hand twice. But that's what they did. That's what the Gemara says they did. So I'll accept the Gemara, and I'll go weiter. Right? So it's much easier if you learn you only have to wash your fingers. That at least I can understand how they can wash a lesser. But the Gemara is a machlokes, not for me to decide, right? So we're going to pick the wrist because that's how we wash today. If you wash with less than a revius, the water becomes tamei. Revius water does not become tamei. Less than a revius water does become tamei. So therefore, you have to make the water tar by the second wash. But maybe water came out that's tamei water, and when you move your hand, if you keep your hands down, it's going to come back on and be metamei your hands. So therefore, the Gemara says, when you wash my Rishonim, you should put your hands up, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow, and everybody should have it once. I don't know why I didn't say stop. I hope I recorded it. It doesn't say here, stop recording.